Here's a question. Is billionaire industrialist and candidate Donald Trump manufacturing new Republican Party voters?
The party has expanded. But in the second week, I think I had six or something, and then I had seven, then I had 12, then I had 18, then I went up to 29, then I went up to 32.
Those are percentages, not voters, and that's Donald Trump actually speaking this week in Dallas. Are those rising percentages for Trump that delivered him the presumptive nomination actual new Republicans? Do they change the GOP math? Trump says yes. He's reinvigorating the party, no matter his campaign style or his paltry campaign war chest at this point and his lack of ground organization. Trump, he says, has a movement going for him.
I don't know about the movement, and I'm not sure one exists.
Well, you can subtract Danny Jones, mayor of Charleston, West Virginia, from the GOP. He was registered as a Republican in 1971 and voted for Nixon in 1972. Since then, he's voted for Ford, Reagan again, H.W. Bush both times, Bob Dole, George W. Bush twice, McCain and Romney. 45 years of being a Republican, and this year he says he's out. Jones switched his registration last week. He's now registered as being unaffiliated, raising the issue of whether Trump's new voters expand the party or just trade down. As new Trump voters come in, traditional Republicans like Jones just leave. Mayor Jones says he didn't leave his party. His party left him.
I think I identified with Nixon, Ford, Senator Dole, just mainly mainstream folks, people that weren't part of the religious right, just folks that were fiscally conservative, number one. And things started changing probably in 1973 after Roe versus Wade, and they just kept changing and changing.
Where do you part company with this movement? And then we'll talk about where you may part company with Donald Trump himself.
I don't know about the movement, and I'm not sure one exists. I think that Donald Trump may have seen 40% for the last time. And his comments about Senator McCain early in the campaign, and then this business with Trump University, and when he took on the judge from Indiana that was born in Indiana and who happened to be of Mexican descent, we're all immigrants. I mean, nobody originated here except for the American Indians, and I'm not related to any of them, and for I doubt if Mr. Trump is either. So for him to say that, I just felt completely like my conscience wouldn't let me go there. And I had committed to vote for Gary Johnson then, and I sent him some money. And then I just decided to unaffiliate myself with any political party.
What are your constituents there in West Virginia saying to you?
This is Trump country. This is 65% to 70% Trump country. And because these people are, they've gone through the they've gone through being scared, and now they're angry. And southern West Virginia is in real trouble. And it's because of the coal mines have shut down. And Donald Trump came here in May and told him we're going to put the miners back to work, when in fact nobody's going to put the miners back to work. Not only the mines shut down, the equipment's been moved. And I don't think coal mining's coming back.
Let's just talk about, you know, this two-party system in the United States that's been around for quite a while. Republicans and Democrats have been running against each other for well over a century. If the GOP loses people like you and this election turns out to be a fiasco, and I'm not saying it's going to be. I mean, the numbers of in terms of the war chest that Donald Trump has suggest that he's going into this at a real disadvantage, and there's certainly a lot of people in the Republican leadership that don't want anything to do with him, delegates trying to tell them to vote their conscience and ditch Trump, that whole thing. If at the end of the day, the GOP is compromised to the point that it can't really be a party anymore, what do you think we lose in America?
Well, if we've gone through this before, and we could conceivably have another party, or the Republican Party could try to redefine himself either under the Republican banner as another banner, or it could become more hardcore and smaller, and a lot of folks like me would be left out. See, the folks on the hard right, they want me to leave. They don't want me in the party. They don't think I'm one of them. But as far as Donald Trump, to say I left the party because of Donald Trump is a complete mischaracterization. I left the party because of the local legislature here, and the Republicans have taken over this state. And instead of we're in real trouble, couldn't pass a budget, so they focus on social issues like which have to do with that Utah wedding cake, where they have a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which allowed people to discriminate against gays. And my whole position has always been that our job in government is to fix the road, not fix the gays. And if the Republican Party redefines itself in that fashion, then it'll just become smaller and smaller.
So let's assume there's lots of people like you, and I think the polls suggest there are lots of people like you. Where are you? I mean, you have a career ahead of you. I mean, you're not going out to pasture. Where do you look for political leadership in this country?
Well, as a Republican, when I was a Republican, I believed in some social programs, but I believe they ought to kept on. I thought they ought to be kept on very local issues in local governments if we could. That's why I think that mayors are important. And I've been mayor now four times. I'm the longest serving mayor in the history of the city. And I think that government ought to be kept lowest. I think the closer you get to the people in America and in the cities, the less partisan it is. In my council, you couldn't tell who's a Republican or Democrat, and I'm outnumbered 2-1. So I don't know what the answer to that question is, but we've gone through this before. Donald Trump's not going to be elected president. My own personal position is I don't agree with everything Governor Johnson did, but I remember when he was governor of New Mexico, and I'd like to see him, if he can get up to 15% and get in the national debates, that's how you would see a new party.
The Libertarian.
Well, I'm not completely Libertarian, but I like Governor Johnson and Governor Weld, and these are two seasoned former Republican two-term governors of states that were Democrat that elected Republicans, and they're pragmatic and smart, and I think they'd be good in national office.
Mayor Danny Jones of Charleston, West Virginia, reconsidering his identity with the Republican Party as it's currently constituted and looking ahead along with us here on The Takeaway. Thanks so much, Mayor.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.